Mazari is the Assistant Director of the Middle East and Central Asia Department of the International Monetary Fund. USF officials said IMF policy did not permit his address to be recorded. In a question and answer period that followed, Stan talked unofficially and gave only his first name. He works as a South Asia analyst for the Central Command and gave his assessment.
He made some comparisons between the economic situation with our country as well as Pakistan. I think it was an implication of the whole world situation with the finances that all countries are experiencing right now with their economic situations in the current dilemma with the lack of savings that every country has, the markets declining in all the countries, the inability of investors to make investments because there is no money to make investments. The fact that there are trade problems with a lot of countries because they're holding on to any money that they do have.
The address was followed by a panel of experts. Each expressed the policies of other countries. Marvin Weinbaum of the Middle East Institute said Pakistan has a stake in the Afghan insurgency and said it's a war of perception.
We are engaged in a war of perception. We've been losing that war. If we can begin to gain the initiative and look like we are turning things around, we may be the recipients of the benefits of perception. And that will bring about, I believe, the conditions in which we will see the peeling off of those elements of the Taliban who are not there for ideological reasons.
Mark Katz of George Mason University gave the Russian perspective. Katz said Russia has a lot at stake and sees itself in competition with neighbors.
So I think that, what, you know, from the Russian perspective, what we might see is this checkerboard pattern. You know, Russia and India align on the one hand, Pakistan and China on the other, in Afghanistan post-United States.
Joy Ying Han of the Confucius Institute at USF used a map to show the 47-mile corridor du Wakam that connects China with Afghanistan. He said diplomatic and economic relations will increase.
But now let's turn to the political and strategic interest that China have in Afghanistan. For Chinese government, the Chinese government announced publicly that China would like to see a peaceful, secure, and stable Afghanistan. And that is based on the China's international strategy. That is, China right now having still mainly focused on the domestic development.
Mohsen Milani of USF said Iran's policy toward Afghanistan is linked to threats from the U.S.
A point about Iranian policy toward Afghanistan is that it is intimately linked to Iran's threat perception. And that threat perception, right or wrong, in the eyes of the Islamic Republic, emanates from the United States of America. The Islamic Republic considers the U.S. an existential threat. And therefore, when the perception of threat is heightened, I would argue that you would see a more mischievous, a more assertive, aggressive Iran policy toward Afghanistan with the hope of undermining American interests in that country.
Mazari said there were parallels between what happens in the U.S. and in Pakistan. When the government doesn't have revenues, it can't provide services. The result is a decrease in security. Dr. Leif Rosenberger, economic advisor to General Petraeus, spoke after the program.
The panel was particularly good because it looked at different perspectives and some of the neighboring countries who have who are stakeholders when it comes to the future of Afghanistan. And we had experts from all these areas speaking, and it was very insightful to get their impressions on the direction that we are going at the moment and maybe new ideas for the future.
How do you feel about the direction that the U.S. is taking at this point?
Well, I think General Petraeus, my boss, has put it best that things may get worse before they get better. But we've got to hang in there. I think the Afghanistan and Pakistan are absolutely critical to U.S. national interests. And I think this was a particularly good conference because it brought people with different perspectives on how to deal with Afghanistan and Pakistan.
For WMNF News, this is Doris Norito, reporting from Tampa.